Use a live stamp. Do not use metered mail. Metered mail looks like it's commercial mail. Nobody has a meter in their house. So you want to use a live stamp. And actually, the best stamps to use are the holiday stamps. Holiday stamps, so you know, the special edition stamps, like the Elvis stamps and the Orville and Wilbur Wright stamps. You want to sign all your letters with blue ink on the inside. You don't necessarily have to do this yourself. Nobody knows what your signature is. But sign it. And I always just sign my first name or have my first name signed. Don't make a generic copy of your letter and your signature. It's going to look commercial. It's not personalized at all. You'll get a better response if you use a mail merge through Microsoft Word or some other contact program. Or if you don't have the time to use a mail merge and put all those contacts into your system, write "Dear Friend" at the top. "Dear Friend" is probably the best salutation you can use. Use lumpy mail. I like to stick things in the envelope so they get open. People are intrigued. They wonder, hey, what's in this envelope? I've got a letter, I call it my aspirin letter. I put one of those little packages of two aspirins inside the envelope, and the headline says something like, there's no better feeling than getting rid of one of your biggest headaches. And I send those to people, landlords that are in eviction, or people that are at the housing court that the Board of Health has brought because of health violations. You know those personal stamps that you get, especially at Christmas time from the American Heart Association, or the ones you have made up yourself that have your name and your address, and you stick them up as the return address? Those are really good. People know that that's from a person. And that's what you want. You want people thinking that this letter is coming from somebody that I might know or may have information in there that I need to read. And anything coming from an individual with a blue address on it, a live stamp, is going to get opened up. Now you've got it opened up. You've snuck away from the trash can. You're on the countertop. They flip it open. The first thing they're going to see is your headline. You have got to use a headline, if you have a headline. You have got to use a headline in every one of your letters. And that headline should portray the biggest benefit that they will get from reading that letter. After they read their headline, their eye is going to go down to see who signed it. And in seeing who signed it, you should have a PS, because their eyes will naturally go right over to the PS. And the PS should also be benefit-driven. It should be a reinstatement of the benefits in the letter, or should have some sort of scarcity. And we'll go into the PS a little bit later on. And you want to use testimonials. Anytime you send out a letter, put in another page of testimonials of people that have done business with you, people that have good things to say about you, people whose houses you may have saved from foreclosure, people's houses that you've bought so they could move out of state in a timely manner. Put the testimonials in. You know, people will believe 10 times more about what other people say about you than what you will say about yourself. Testimonials will increase your response rate. It's a proven fact. Put testimonials in your letters. I can't emphasize that enough. Put testimonials in your letters. Here are some things that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't use labels on white envelopes or any envelopes. Labels for postcards are okay because they're pretty much already opened anyways. The mail's already open. It's a postcard. They already see the writing. They see the headline, which should be on both sides. But if you put a label on an envelope, they're going to know it's a commercial. Who uses labels? People that have something to sell. So they'll toss it away. Don't use labels. Don't use envelopes with the windows on them and have their name and address on the inside. That's not personal. That's a commercial piece. That'll get tossed. Do not use a business return address. If you have an office, use the office address. Just don't put the name of the company in the upper left-hand corner. That's what I do. I just put the address of my office, 870 North Main Street in Brockton, on the upper left-hand corner of the envelope. Sometimes I'll put my name, sometimes I won't, but the address just works fine. Don't use metered postage. We already talked about that. Don't use a black pen because it looks copied. Do not use bulk rate. Sure, bulk rate is cheaper and you're going to be sending out a lot of mailings, but did you know that 50% of all bulk rate mail does not get delivered? So before you even send it out, if you're sending out a 500-piece mailing, 250 pieces aren't going to get there. And now with direct mail, you're looking for a very small response. Because a good direct mail piece has a 1 or a 2% response rate. That's all you're looking for. So if they're not, if you're not getting half of your mail out there, your response rate is already cut in half. And you paid for it. Don't use a letter with company letterhead. That says commercial. You've got them to open up the envelope, and then they look and they say, oh, it's a company letterhead. I've been fooled. And then they toss it away. And one of the biggest mistakes people make, other than not putting testimonials in, is they do not put that headline in. And the headline is key. It's key. It's the most important part of your letter. Your headline should be able to stand alone, especially in your classified ads. You should be able to take that headline, put it in a classified ad, and get phone calls from it. Now, how do we create a headline? There's five elements to a successful headline. Number one, attract attention. You want to attract attention. They open it up. They see the headline. They say, whoa, what is this? You put your biggest benefit inside that headline. Remember what we talked about, ADA? Attention. The next thing you want to stimulate curiosity and intrigue. You want to get them to read that first line. Do you know what the most important characteristic of that first line is, or what that first line should be designed for them to do? That's right. Get them to read the second line. That's all you want to do. You want to follow them like a funnel through the process and get them down through your letter and get them into the sales funnel so they'll call you. The headline should reveal the strongest benefit of your offer. So think about everything that you have to offer. Think about all the benefits. After you sit down and write down all the benefits, and you should be able to think of 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, even 50 benefits of doing business with you, of you buying houses, and think of your particular target market. And so when you're thinking of the benefits, you're thinking of how it's going to benefit this particular target market that you're going to be mailing to. And then find your strongest one. And if you're not sure what your strongest one is, show your list to other people and ask them.